So what's next?
Next is a Swedish beer, Oppigard's Golden Ale, which is a 5.2% golden ale, and it says here it's a 5.2 golden ale with a twist. American Cascade used late in the boil to give a hint of flora and citrus. And the noise you can hear in the background is the rabbit.
He's thirsty too.
He's thirsty, very thirsty. So Oppigard's Golden Ale, it's a Swedish beer. It says here, I assume, established in 2003, this brewery. So
you're doing better than I did. I think I just didn't even bother trying to read the side.
It's actually got a list of hops. It's got Goldings and Cascade and so on. So there we go.
Cool. So let's get it open.
Yeah. So what do we think of Oppigard's Golden Ale?
5.2% pale golden beer. Smell, it's kind of like a sort of biscuity, slightly caramel smell. Mm-hmm. Nothing particularly amazing on the smell. Taste though, super.
Really lovely.
Clementines, apricots.
And, syrupy.
Yeah, syrup, but the mouthfeel is kind of syrupy and slightly grainy.
Slightly thick, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's got this really nice carbonation, so it kind of feels like it's got a kind of slightly prickly.
It's very gentle carbonation, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very gentle.
But it's not frothy.
No.
It's kind of almost like a little.
Yeah, but that's where the graininess is coming from. It must be tiny little bits.
Yeah. But really nice mouthfeel through it. The fruit mixture is nice. Neither the citrus or the kind of fleshy fruit is overpowering each other. And then the finish, there's a sort of fairly powerful herbalness comes into the finish, and a slightly drying bit as well.
Yeah, but the herbal thing is for me was actually quite distinctly parsley.
Right.
In the finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got that real, it's slightly resiny parsley that just makes you want to, when you eat parsley, people don't eat parsley, they should, it's nice. If it's on top of the, on top of the piece of fish or something like that, you get this parsley in your mouth that kind of cleans your palate and you want to have a bit more of whatever it is you're eating. It's that sort of taste.
Yeah. Very good. Mm. Extremely drinkable.
Yeah, we knocked this back quite quickly.
Yeah, it was just gone.
Just like,
yeah. 5.2%, it's just very, very nice.
Yeah.
If I was to liken it to any beer, I would liken it to a can of Beavertown Gamma Ray, where you open it, pour it out, and before you know it, it's
It doesn't
gone.
Taste like that, though.
No, it doesn't taste like that. No, sorry. Remove the fruity aspect of the two beers from each other, but the mouthfeel and the drinkability and the overall enjoyment, and mainly that mouthfeel thing, reminds me of the Gamma Ray.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And the fact that it's a fairly short beer, it's just gone.
Yeah.
This is lovely. Really, really good. Brand rate wise, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, 5 out of 5. Really terrific.
Yeah, really good. This was part of one of the sort of multi-packs you can get from Beer 52.
Mm-hmm.
They sent this through for review, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. Not really had much Swedish beers. Mm-hmm. And absolutely brilliant.
So go to Sweden, get some more.
Yeah, we need to get some more. Thank you very much, beer52.com, for sending this through.